Good morning. Okay, we are back. We are here.
I feel like our intro music today should be like, I'm a bad bitch, or like,
yeah,
something like, because we were just
right
talking about
she
our
works
people.
Hard for her money. Some women's empowerment music. Ugh. Yeah. You know, I think without getting too personal on our podcast, I think what we got to do is just make, if I want something to happen, and I know this, I do it. I don't wait for someone else to make my happiness. Hence, I'm turning 50. I'm pop. I know. But I knew that if in order to have my little shindig,
yeah,
you know, I had to do it. Yeah. And I wanted it. So yeah. I did it. Yeah. And I was like, I'm happy. I'm going to have all my buds there, hopefully. But, you know, I just know I have to make my own happiness, right? Right, listeners?
Right.
Welcome to...
Boy, we just went right in, didn't we?
I know. Welcome to... I mean... I'm Karen.
I'm Nicole.
We're two moms that talk about just everything. Pop culture and motherhood, mostly. Right. This week, Lizzo quit. And you know what? Sometimes I want to go, you know what? I quit.
Yeah.
I quit.
But then...
I can't. I can't quit.
But, like, you say, like, I quit. And then... Are you like, I dream of Jeannie, like, ding, ding, take yourself somewhere
I know,
else?
Like,
what are you?
Like Samantha with the nose. Yeah, I don't know. She quit, but she clarified it that she's quitting negative energy, giving any negative energy attention.
So is she off social media?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Because that's the, like, spawning ground for... everything.
Yeah. I mean, if you allow comments, as someone as big as Lizzo, we allow comments because no one cares what we have to say.
Right.
But, you know, if you allow comments and if you keep your ear to the ground with social media, it can be so toxic. I'm assuming for these big celebrities, you know?
Yeah. I mean, no one's invincible.
No. Although, you know, she has her own... issues to deal with in terms of how she handled her staff members and how she handled
things. Yeah,
that
whole thing just kind of went away, didn't it?
It kind of did. I wonder if she paid them off or she... I don't know. I don't think she's going to have a reckoning like Diddy. I don't think she's like that at all.
Did he do it?
Now his son is arrested, I guess, or charged with assault at a 2022 yacht party? What?
I know. His, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
No.
I cannot stop staring at this little bird across the street. It looks like a budgie, like someone's parakeet. But it's not.
You know, we're back in our OG location, just
we
to
are.
Clarify. We're back in at the parking lot at the local sports club.
Where it all started.
Where it all spawned. The idea for this podcast.
That's right.
It's exciting. I was like, she's like, you want to come back? I said, yeah, let's do it.
It's nice here.
It is nice. It's kind of peaceful today.
Yeah. I think a lot of people left early for spring break.
I wish I did. I want to. Bye. The weather in the Bay Area has been just ew.
Well...
ew, now today is fine, but like we've had so much rain and it's been cold.
Yeah.
You know, so... I'm sick of it. Anyways, JoJo Siwa, ¿qué pasa?
I think she's a bit of the batshit crazy.
Yeah.
And I think she's got that, like, Northwest Kanye crazy shit vibe. I don't know.
Did you ever see clips of her from Dance Moms?
No.
Yeah, she started on that show with Abby Lee Miller, who, don't get me started on that woman. She's a hot mess of a teacher and woman. But this is where I want to go into the mom part of our podcast, is that... these children, and they are children who whose parents really, you know, stage moms, stage dads, whatever, try to milk their talent, and I'm going to put talent in quotes,
right,
for everything it's worth and give up all the things to have these kids start earning paychecks. There's a reason why children shouldn't work, and they should be kids, and they should have developmentally the brain to, like, develop and live the life experience of a child, right? Like,
right.
We see it with Britney. We see it with Justin Bieber. We've seen it with these kids who, like, have been cash cows for their parents. JoJo Siwa had huge marketing deals. I remember our friend Leslie.
Those bows.
I was like, what's that bow all about? She's like, JoJo Siwa. I was like, who's that? And what kind of name is that? What's a JoJo Siwa?
And that's before she came out, right?
Yeah. Oh, that was when she was a small child.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's out. That's great. But, like, she was at the, what was that? iHeart Radio Awards that we missed.
Is that where she wore that weird, like, kiss genre-ish?
It would look like a Halloween costume.
It was so weird and gross.
Yeah, it made no sense. But I don't feel like, I think a lot of these kids, if they don't have a grounded, like, socialized, normal kind of experience, they tend to have really kind of warped adult lives. And,
yeah.
I don't know. There's so much, and there's so many people that take advantage of children in the industry.
Ew.
You know, and it's really upsetting, and I don't want to get into to all of it, but, like, I just feel like she's just, and even as a small child on that Dance Moms, when you see clips of her, she's pretty, she thinks a lot of herself, you know? It's like, what?
You know? Well, you know, some people are built for celebrity, stardom.
Yeah.
That life. Some big people ego. Really are built for it. That's mm-hmm. fine.
Right. Right. Well, Kate Beckinsale, she started out as a young actor in England, and she was in some really, like, in really great stuff. Like, she did Much Ado About Nothing with Denzel Washington. Remember mm-hmm. that movie?
Oh, yeah.
It was with her old teeth. But she was a really, and then she kind of, like, teetered into, like, weird vampire stuff, and, like, and her kind of clout kind of went off, even though
she was in Pearl Harbor.
She was in a lot of, like, big stuff. She did something with Claire Danes. Remember where they went to Thailand and got accused of, you know,
oh gosh,
the drug money and the drugs.
That was
and
a
stuff.
Dark movie.
Yeah. Anyway, she's in the hospital.
Yeah.
What do we think?
Undisclosed medical condition, but she's been in a while.
Yeah.
Like, not in and out. Like, she's in. I don't know. She looks like she needs a burger.
She looks really gaunt.
Yeah.
But she's been looking so skinny for years.
Yeah.
She then lost all her baby kind of.
But petite. Teeth. She's petite, isn't she?
Yeah.
But yeah, she got kind of bobbleheadish, and now it just seems like she's wasting away.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah.
Take care, Kate Beckinsale. Take care of yourself.
Have a cheeseburger.
Have a cookie.
Mm, all of it.
All of it. Maybe we got to send her some cookies.
I just delivered a dozen yesterday to someone here in town, and she texted me like, oh my God, so freaking delicious.
Really? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, was it a new customer?
You. Sorry. Oh my gosh. Sorry. Birds.
get distracted
by all the little birds. This is the second time she's ordered from me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Nice.
Anyway.
Oh, I just got to run over VPR, Vanderpump Rules. Okay. So the whole scandal of it all, I think a lot, Ariana got a lot of sponsorships. They all made a ton of money. They know she's a cash cow right now. Right.
Right.
Or back then. I would say the filming of Vanderpump Rules that we're seeing in this current season was 4 months after Scandal. So she really needs a therapist at this point, okay? Because her anger, you know, hasn't processed it. But she found a boo 10 days later after the Scandal thing.
Right.
She moved on extremely quickly. And there were so many things brewing in that relationship for years that was dysfunctional, you know. But finally, this last week, we see a confrontation between her and Tom with the other cast members present at a water tasting. Apparently, they're water sommeliers down in L.A. $1,000 for a bottle of water.
What?
A magnum of this special water. $1,000.
Shut the fuck up.
I know.
What?
It was obnoxious. And he was gross about it, too. This water sommelier. He's like, if you shake it up, it looks like milk, which looks like...
Ew!
Yeah, and it was gross. Like, I was like, I don't want to
drink... Dirty water?
Any of this. Like, it just... It was really weird. It wasn't like a wine tasting, we'll just say that. But they're at this water tasting at James's new house, which is in Burbank, right near the airport. So, like, planes coming overhead and everything.
We know what that's like.
Yeah. And, she, you know, she acts very victimized, and I know he betrayed her in a very horrible way.
Get over
way.
It, though. Fuck.
But fuck, the way she called him, at, you know, he walks in the room, and I gotta give him credit. He has not accosted her. He has not yelled at her. They live in the same house. Why aren't they moving out?
Right.
Right? She's a fucking slob, first of all. Her room, every time they show it on the show, it's like, did you know cameras were going to be there?
Yeah.
Because the room is, it's a pigsty. And he's changing his sheets and he's doing stuff, you know, and you can see him living, you know.
Right.
But it's like, she's a mess. And so, you know, she never really paid bills when they were together. And that was one of the things. She doesn't seem like she can adult very well.
Mm.
As maybe a lot of them can't adult
right.
that well. But she seems one of the worst adulters of them all. Although she just seems more articulate and logical in terms of the when she articulates herself. But then she blew up at this water tasting and she called Tom a dog murderer. Now, they live in the same house and he had to go in her room to fix the air conditioning. And for those of you that live in the valley or know what that's like in the summer, it is scorching hot.
Mm-hmm.
And if the AC doesn't work, it can be absolutely miserable,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it gets into the triple digits
mm-hmm.
over there. Well, he had to go in a room to have the technician fix the AC. And then they closed the door to the room again. And I guess her dog went in the room and was in there for hours. And Tom didn't know. And the dog did not die. The dog got into this leftover chicken satay skewers
Ew.
That were on her nightstand.
Ew!
And he ate them. And so when she came back, she realized that he ate them. So she took the dog to the dog vet and had to spend $6,000. I don't know what dog vet would make you pay $6,000 to remove the satay skewers from the gut. But
Ew.
Dogs chew shit all the time. My dog swallowed a earplug that was left on the... Like, it was a little earplug, you know. Like, they do things. My friend's dog tried to eat a shoe, you know. One ate birth certificates. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they just, like, they chew things. And why isn't she taking care of her dog? So
why did she have food?
It was disgusting.
Like,
so,
not candy. I don't know why candy gets
yeah,
the approval
or, yeah.
from me, but, you know, not anything like just a little something by your bed, like dinner.
Yeah.
Like, ew.
So she's like, who's, and so the other cast member, who's a dog murderer? And he's like, she's referring to me. And he did not go, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
He did not get, the one time he did not get defensive. And then she started saying, he started defending himself and saying, you know, no, Ariana, I did not kill your dog. He, you know, one time the dog ate a bunch of pills that were like laxative pills. Like he got into a bottle. So anyways, it was bad. And at one point she said, I'm going to call. She's like, don't you effing talk to me. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. Don't talk to me. And they were all like, she looked like a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just feel like he got a lot of that in the relationship, which
Probably.
Caused him to,
sure,
you know, stray. And not that there's a okay way to do that.
I wish that he and Rachel got back together.
I know.
Make it make sense.
Yeah, make right? it make sense. But Rachel's not back on the show. But then at one point, this is what gets me. Ariana threatened to call the police. This is the second, and there was nothing happening. She's like, get out of here, also call the police.
Ew, she's like Kim Zoliak?
Yeah, the police. Like, this is the second time she's weaponized the police. He wanted to have a party in the house. And she says, if he has a party in our home, I'll call the police. The police are going to be like, this man owns his home.
Yeah.
Too. Like, he's having
Figure
a party.
Your shit out.
He's having a party. There's nothing bad going on at this party. Why are the police will be like, why? That's a wrong way to use a police. You
right.
know what I mean? So, anyways, she just...
And that's what's wrong with I mean, I'm going to go off on a tangent for a minute. That's what's wrong with the police.
Right. They get a lot of unnecessary calls.
Yes. People are using them mm-hmm. for things that they're not, that's not what they're here for.
Right. Yeah. And so I guess he had his lawyer draft a proposal for him to buy her out of their joint home above market value. And she hasn't responded. And it was 2 months of no response. And he's like, Ariana, 2 months of the lawyer not responding. She's like, oh, he'll get back to you. She's like, when, you know? And the other cast members are like, why are you dragging feet? Yeah, why are you dragging? She wants to make him suffer. So anyways, it was, I don't know. It did not make her look good. And Lala Kent had something funny to say. She did a trash bag commercial, Ariana did. She got a whole trash bag sponsorship. Hmm. And you can't throw away your trash in the trash.
Ew.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's like, the chicken, the meat Ew. On your nightstand?
Ew.
Who does that? But I can, you can see it throughout the whole thing with her being a slob.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, well, you spent $6,000 at the dog vet. That's the one bill you paid, because she hasn't paid money bills. Mm. Yeah. Anyways, that was my VPR recap.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of hers.
No. And now she's going to be hosting Love Island. She replaced Sarah Hyland.
Right.
I'm over it. I'm over her,
yeah.
actually.
Yeah.
I'm over her. Whatever. Yeah. J-Lo had to do a rebrand. Did mm-hmm. you hear about this?
Mm-hmm.
Would you hear?
Nobody wanted to see This Is Me Part 2 or whatever it is. Nobody cared. So her concert tour
mm-hmm.
was not selling seats. So they canceled a bunch of shows. And now they're rebranding it as, like, her greatest hits. So stupid. Oh, J-Lo.
I know.
Just exist. Like, what?
Yeah, just try.
Just stop.
I don't know. I think she should go back to movies. I like the rom-coms. I need a rom-com. We don't have good rom-coms anymore. I need a Nancy Myers.
Yeah. Oh, I finally saw Something About You. Or Anyone But You.
What's that?
With Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney.
What? Is it on Peacock?
It's on
Amazon?
Something where $3.99 you rent it.
Oh,
yeah. I know. Okay. It wasn't free, but I paid for that one.
How was it?
It was cute.
Oh,
yay. He's just...
He's dreamy.
Uh-huh.
Did you see the trailer I sent you for the new Ryan Gosling thing with his chesticles out?
I didn't click on that, but I have seen the trailer for The Fall Guy.
Here for it.
Yeah.
Although his face is a bit of a mush mouth, but I'm here for his chest.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Glenn Powell has... I can't even... I'm so sorry. I'm like not getting my words out. What was that movie in the 90s, Twister?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're redoing that.
And it's Glenn Powell.
Nice.
And it's done.
Oh. I think my hubby might have done something on that. Oh. Just a few little shots.
Nice.
Yeah. And I was like, they're what?
That means we get to meet Glenn Powell now, right?
I wish. I wish I could go to those premieres. You know, I'd be like there with my face just... there.
Oh my
God. He's a cutie.
He is.
Yeah. Bring it.
I might have to watch Top Gun 2 again.
What a great movie. That was, I loved
They're
it
They're making a third.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it better than the first one.
I know.
It was so good. And I sat in the front row with those cushioned seats and the vibration of the planes in the beginning. I was like, you know, it felt like soaring over California. Remember?
Nice. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Conjoined twins. This was a topic brought into our list.
Yes, this was a special request that we go over this. It's mind-boggling. So, already, right, the conjoined twins, like, you can't even... Stop. You're not going to make me...
Okay, I'm going to look out the window this
way. I'm looking out the window, but now I'm looking at all the little birdies.
Okay.
Okay. So already,
give us a recap.
Already, the conjoined twins are sort of a wow topic, right? Like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. They're both teachers. Well, thank goodness they both wanted to be teachers because they teach a class together.
They share organs, right?
Yes.
Do they share? Okay, well, I'm okay.
So they couldn't get separated as babies because neither one would make it. So they stayed connected, and yeah, they share their organs. Their chest is bigger than, not like boob bigger, but like their chest seems like
wider. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, does one have a boob and the other have a boob? I don't know how that works. Anyway, there's two heads. Okay. One has a little bit more of a neck than the other. And I think that's the one that got married. Yes. Okay.
Nicole.
I know.
I need to know.
I know.
How does it work?
So they're saying that they're being very clear that only one of them got married.
Nicole, do they share a vagina?
Yes.
So there's just one hole, two tops. Two holes on top, one on the bottom.
Yeah. I don't know how it works. And the funny thing is,
Tell us how it works.
I don't...
Does one have to be blindfolded while they're hooching? Like, I need to know.
I saw, like, a little video of, like, them having their first dance. And, like, both girls are smiling.
I
don't know.
To know how it works.
I don't know.
Everyone's asking, like, how...
Excuse me.
Is it intimacy? Like, what? Does he just make out with one head?
I don't know. Like, it has to be a package deal. How can it not be? Why are they saying it's not? It has to be. There's no way it can't be. I mean,
it's really mind-boggling.
It is, and it's weird as fuck.
And what is up with him?
Right. You would think that he's got to be a little... But no, he's like a decorated army vet. He did 3 tours, Afghanistan, Iraq, wow, and somewhere else. Yeah, like, on paper, this guy, and even in person, looks like he has his shit together. Like, there's nothing weird or... I don't know. It's so weird.
We have to know the whole... It's very complicated. I don't know.
It is. Like, why can't you just say, yeah, we married him? Like, because... You did. And on the marriage certificate, so it's Abby and Brittany. I think Abby's the one he married.
Okay.
No, I'm not sure. Like, nowhere online was there a picture of them with an arrow going, this one's Abby and this one's Brittany. Like, nowhere. So, like, I could not, and I, you know, did my... diligence. Mm-hmm, I did a deep dive. Nowhere was there like, this one is Abby, this one is Brittany.
Yeah. The one with the head like this.
Right. Yeah, poor the littler one. Like, I don't think she's the one that married him.
I don't think so either.
Anyway. On the wedding, you know how you have to have a witness? It was not the conjoined twin as a witness. Even though, duh, no one witnessed it better, right?
She's witnessing everything.
Everything, boo. Everything. How does that work?
How does it work? Just tell us.
Are they going to have a baby?
Yeah, that's what. Do they share, like, one uterus?
I don't know. It's weird. And why doesn't he think it's weird?
And his family must be like, what?
Ugh.
I don't know. Okay, we need to move on.
I feel
on.
Horrible.
But
it's weird.
But it's weird. And I have a lot of questions.
I do too. And they have to know it's weird too.
Right.
And the fascination, they have to understand. Like, we're not going to leave you alone.
No.
Because it's weird.
They put it a lot out there. But they also, I understand they want normal lives. You know what I mean? Like, they want to, you know, they want to have a job. They want to be.
Sure.
They want to live.
Sure.
I would imagine going through childbirth would be.
Who feels it?
They both must
feel
the pain.
Well, one says, like, I don't, when the one on the left doesn't feel the right hand, and the one on the right doesn't feel the left hand. Like, their arms.
And do they menstruate?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just, I have just
those so many
biological questions.
Yeah.
And speaking of questions, because we gotta kind of move forward. Gypsy Rose got a divorce and is back with her ex. I just don't want her in my feed anymore.
I know.
But you said we gotta talk about it.
Well, just cause, like, if we're talking about the twins, we gotta talk about Gypsy Rose. So, yeah, her man that she married while she was in prison, and, like, he was there to get her out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
They are no longer, because he was very controlling. I mean, speaking of weird.
Yeah.
You decide to have a pen pal, be pen pals with a prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
And then want to marry her.
And you want to get married the first thing after being in a prison?
Yeah.
Being in a prison. Like, why don't you live? You're a single
life. They got married while she was in prison.
No.
Mm-hmm.
From one prison to another.
Mm-hmm. Well, she separated from him, and she's now back together with her boyfriend that she had in prison. Again, another pen pal situation. She's back with him. They're saying it's not romantic, that he's just supporting her through her.
Right.
But they got matching tattoos.
Can we get her some veneers? Do you know what I mean?
It just looks like... Is it still all metal?
It looks like it's still metal. I just, you know, for her own kind of, like, to move on from all the trauma, because she did go through intense trauma.
Yes.
As a child. I don't know. I just wish she would just live her life for her and not through another man or controlling person. Because her mother was, like, control to the nth.
Yeah.
So I think she's looking for control, and I wish she would find control internally.
Hmm.
That's my psycho.
Well, she went off social media, which is good, because when she first came out of prison, she was very, like, TikTok and posing like an influencer, and, you know, that was very heavily probably that whole mentality was what she couldn't wait to get to on the outside,
right?
A part of all that,
right?
And then I think she quickly saw the not so good side of it, maybe,
right? Negative comments you need to get off of this.
Yeah,
I'm glad she listened.
I know. I wonder if she decides. She doesn't seem smart enough to have decided that herself.
Mm-hmm.
But then she also doesn't seem like she has someone that would advise her.
A parole officer maybe said, stop it.
Probably. In fact, I think I read maybe something about a parole officer.
Yeah, because she could end up right back there if she, like, starts getting a little too mouthy about what she did, right?
Maybe.
Or how she was involved in the whole thing. Rebel. Anyway. We got to go on to Rebel Wilson. I don't know.
I don't like her.
I'm feeling. At first, I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry you had to go through that." Now I'm like,
"Yeah."
She's saying she didn't get any acting work after she lost all the weight, but she seems a little in your face. There's something about her that seems like very thirsty.
Yeah. But angsty too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about her that I just don't. She lost her virginity at 35.
What?
Yeah. That's in her book.
How old is she now? With a woman?
No. Now she's with a woman, but right. She lost her virginity with another comic.
Oh, guy. Okay.
I think it was 35. Something late in life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah, she's a baby now, right?
Yeah.
With a woman.
Yep.
She's married.
Yep.
She lost a lot of weight. But she was very upset that she didn't get the roles that she normally got when she was thin.
Well, because so, she was fat. She was typecast when she was fat. Like, her fat...
Fat Amy, right?
Yeah, Fat Amy. Her fat was funny.
Right.
Her fat was what made her so lovable. Because she was still...
Like a fat airhead is what she kind of was, right?
Yeah, but she was funny... And she didn't, like, you could, you, she, oh, I can't spit. She made you feel like she didn't give a fuck that she right. was fat.
Oh, she gave no Fs.
Yeah.
In both her roles in Bridesmaids and Pitch Perfect.
Yeah. And she was just funny and lovable the way she was.
Right.
And typecast.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. So now she's different and yeah, you're not going to get those same roles.
What kind of role does she want? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, what are you putting out there other than you all the time? I'm here. Look at me. You know what I mean? There's a lot of
that.
Yeah.
And she was going to, right when her baby was born, she was kind of pulling like a Paris Hilton, like still out and about, still all glammed up, going to openings and weird things.
Yeah. I think she has talent. There's no doubt about that. But I feel like you got to kind of just study, keep on the work and keep your private life.
Yeah.
On the fringes, because then people are going to not... Like, now she's coming out with a tell-all, and then she threw Sacha Baron Cohen under the bus, which, okay, you know.
Which is great. I think he's kind of a douche.
Right.
But then his wife is really sweet, and I don't know that she'd still be with him if he were a douche.
Right. I don't know.
I don't either.
But, like...
Isla Fisher, is that her name?
Yeah, Isla Fisher. Yeah. Anyways, we got spring break next week.
Yep.
You're
going somewhere,
You're going somewhere.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm just glad. We need to, like, go in the final stretch here.
I know.
Right?
I want to go where you're going.
You will.
I know.
You will. You know what? We will.
Okay.
Well, everyone, have a wonderful...
Yes, have a great week.
Have a great
Thanks
week
off.
Thanks
for hanging in with us.
Maybe some people have
can't
the week
figure
off.
Out the words to say.
I know. While she's staring at birds
yeah,
and getting distracted.
Yeah, whenever there's dead air, it's me.
All right. Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.